Happy for Portugal the Man finally getting the national attention that they deserve with this single Feel It Still. They've been percolating for, what, the last 6 years or so?
Percolating, huh?
Yep.
Percolator.
I like them. Micah Monday.
Yeah, I sign off on this one, too.
That's good.
Three for three?
Yeah.
Killing it. Let's get to some of your phone calls. Thank you all for being so passionate that you held through the break. Susan, go ahead. It's Drew Garabo Live. We've been talking about the events of the weekend, and we're looking for people who used to be racist, but who are no longer racist, and we are not finding them. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so great. Thank you. What are you calling for?
My parents are actually semi-racist, and my grandfather was full-blown racist.
Now, what's the difference? I know semi-sweet chocolate isn't quite as sweet as regular chocolate.
Those are my favorite races. The semi?
What's a semi-racist? Please tell me.
It's not, you don't flat out say, hey, I'm a racist, and a bunch of other stuff like that. You're kind of like on the down low. Oh,
undercover.
So you kind of just keep it to yourself.
Right.
Or, like, you just keep it to your family. Like, nobody else knows.
So real racists, just so real racists are out there telling black people that they don't like them. But if you keep it to yourself and you just use the N-word a lot, but you use it around other white people, then you're just kind of a semi-racist.
I guess. I mean, it's up to you how you want to call it. I call it semi, but
I call that a closet.
Are you a quarter racist or?
No, I did have conflict with my family because of our views. I have dated ethnic backgrounds.
There you go. You show them.
And actually, I dated a Muslim, and me and my family are Catholic and Christian, and that did not go well because I did bring him to Thanksgiving and Christmas one year when we were dating in high school, and literally my grandmother said, why did you bring him here? So I kind of felt insulted a little bit, and I didn't always get along with my family, especially my last 2 years of high school, because I viewed my culture differently than my parents or
good.
Their parents did, and I kind of was a little offended, like, seriously? Like,
yeah.
Like, shouldn't you worry about that he behaves like a gentleman and what he looks like? So, yeah. Unfortunately, we did break up.
Before you broke up, did you find out whether or not he was circumcised?
I don't remember. It's been so long. We broke up over, like, I...
You don't remember?
I remember every man I've ever been with.
I don't. No, like, it was more...
I think you just outed yourself as somewhat of a loose lady on our show.
It was college.
Well, I've only been with three women. I mean...
What?
Women's.
This is getting weird.
I met men. I've only been with three men.
Oh. Is that along with the three women, or is that three?
I'm confused. No, three men, and you can't remember three penises?
No, because we didn't have sex.
Oh.
Did you kiss it?
No, we did nothing because of he was Muslim and I was Christian, and we could never, like.
What about Jewish guys? Are Jewish guys off the table for you right now?
No, I just never met a Jew, so.
Never met a Jew?
Shalom, my lady.
Hold on 1 second. You've met Jews. You just don't know that you've met Jews. You've met Jews.
They would have flat out told me if they were a Jew. I'm sorry. Ooh. I'd be much of an idiot not to.
So wait, hold on. You and I meet at a bar somewhere, and I buy you a couple of drinks. I'm under the obligation to tell you within 2 or 3 hours, hey, just so you know, my mom's Jewish. I'm kind of a Jew, technically.
It doesn't matter. Why would it matter? As long as you're good in bed, I don't care.
I'm all right. I can sling that ding-a-ling.
That schmeckle.
So, I mean, it was difficult kind of growing up because my...
I could keep her on the air for 4 hours.
Could you? I feel like we should lead the questioning, though.
Oh, yeah, we should lead it.
It's getting kind of squirrely.
Yeah, I love this girl.
Are you a teacher?
No, I wish, because I would love new toys.
Well, I mean, you know, have you ever taught anyone anything? Because then by definition, you're a teacher.
I mean, we have five gift baskets, so...
Yeah, we'd give you one.
But she's got to do the haiku.
Yeah. See, we're giving we're giving away these toy baskets from the Todd for Toys for Teachers, so that our teachers can be sexually satisfied and so that they can not, you know, prey upon our youth.
We totally need that. Okay.
You need some toys action? You need a
I'm actually single right now, so I would enjoy many toys.
40% of those toys are Jewish.
They tell you as soon as you turn them on.
Maybe.
I get the. She's probably very young though. This girl, right?
Oh,
like
oh,
like
I'm
the
21.
Young. That's pretty young. Yeah, it's, you're out of my demo.
Very, very young. Well,
too bad.
So,
okay, I can be convinced. do you know what a haiku is?
A Japanese poem, I believe.
It is. Nice. Do you know how it is constructed?
Five lines.
Well,
I think.
You're close. Gosh, you're so
Real,
close.
Really
so
close.
So there is a five. There are two fives in there.
Seven. Is
okay.
It seven?
Keep going.
By the way, if she doesn't want the toy,
I have no idea. If you went into like middle school, I completely
let's
forgot.
Leave middle school out of the sex toy discussion. Yes, Seth.
If you want to hold the toys for a real teacher, we have Monster Jam tickets and we have Depeche Mode tickets. She might be too young for Depeche Mode. Maybe she's in a Monster Jam.
You like Monster Jam? Because I really want to jam this monster. What?
No.
Not into Monster Jam. Okay. She'd rather have the sex toys.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, a haiku is a three-line poem. It has five syllables in the first. You know what a syllable is, right, sweetie?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I know what a syllable is.
Just checking.
That's hot.
Five syllables in the first line, seven syllables in the second line, five syllables in the third line.
Okay, so I was semi-close. Okay.
Like, right. I'll give you an example. Like, this girl is so hot. She does not remember if that guy was uncut. And that would be a 5-7-0. Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 5-7-5?
That's right, baby.
Do you want to put her on hold for a second so she can gather her thoughts?
Yeah, let her get it together.
It's going to take longer than we have, but hold on one second. Sure, hang on. I'm going to let you gather your thoughts and try to give you a gift basket of toys.
I mean, we did a strong haiku to kick this whole bit off.
For sure. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know, yeah, I was born in 1970 and kind of grew up in that era.
That
and
era.
I was kind of racist back in the day because I lived right across the street from an elementary school, and yet my parents were very, I guess, they wanted me to experience everything, so they bused me across town to the black school.
Oh,
and
the black
was
school.
Kind of got picked on a lot by the kids on the bus. And then, you know, later in life, I kind of realized that, you know, hey, those people aren't so bad. But, you know, I kind of felt racist towards them when I was a kid.
Right. When was the last time you used the N-word?
Oh, I can't lie, you know, every now and then. I can't remember the exact time.
Around the holidays,
you know,
or last week?
Have you used the N-word since Christmas?
Oh, probably since Christmas.
Oh, not in February, though. You can't do it in February.
Yeah, but context is everything.
Well, don't say the word itself, but give me a scenario in which you might use the N-word. Like, don't say the word, but, like, would you use the N-word? Like, you know, like when Louis C.K. said, that N just made the F out of my coffee, and the guy wasn't even black when he said it. So maybe he had a thought like a non-racist N-word.
Well, that was kind of like where I was going, like when some guy, like, cut you off in traffic, like F and N, you know?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to SBK on this one. SBK,
what's that?
If a black person becomes an N-word in traffic,
they magically, how's that
like
happen?
Magically they went from being someone who I consider my equal
right
to the N-word. Was I racist to begin with?
Man, you know what, as long as your windows are up, you should be safe.
So in other words, sir, a black man who one minute might be your fellow human being and a respected guy, if he cuts you off in traffic, he's then an F and N word.
Well, I wouldn't even say it had to be a black guy. It could have been, you know, an old lady.
Oh, it's a catch-all.
So F and N word could refer to an old white lady?
Yeah.
Hey, it's refreshing that he's being honest with us.
He is being honest.
I'm not mad at the guy.
We like that.
I'm not mad at the guy at all. I just don't. I don't understand humanity anymore. And that poor old lady. Can you imagine if she heard? What did he just
pick
call?
A new word.
I didn't know that was like the go-to when people get cut off in traffic.
It's not.
It's not unless you're racist. What's up, Brett?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, bud?
I am a former racist. I would consider myself.
All right. This is the guy we've been looking for. How long you been clean?
6 years, probably.
It's been 6 years since your last transgression?
I guess, if you want to say so, yeah. Right.
What do you yell at people that cut you off in traffic?
Calls them old people.
I have done that, and it has been an old white lady, yeah. But that's one of the joys of being in Florida. All
right. So you have also called an old white lady the N-word when she's cut you off in traffic?
Yeah, with the windows up, though.
Yeah. That's some creative usage.
I can't even.
No, so I was raised in Montana.
All right. Are they racist out there? It's big sky country.
Yeah. Mainly because, you know, there's no black people up there. It's just white people and Indians.
So that makes them racist.
So the fact that there are no black people makes them racist? Like, you'd think if they had less exposure to black people.
Maybe they're scared of them. I'm not sure. But since I've moved to Florida, I've gotten, you know, known people of all colors.
Okay.
And I'm not racist anymore. I don't like Cubans, though. But that's different stuff.
Wait, hold on one second. Do you mean you don't like Cuban sandwiches or you don't like people from Cuba? Because that's racist if you don't like people from Cuba.
I love Cuban sandwiches.
So you don't like people from Cuba, but you don't think that makes you racist?
Well, it's just, not really. I mean, I just had some bad experiences with...
All right. Hey, being honest.
All right. You're honest.
They don't like any Cubans. None of them.
Like, there's not one Cuban American that you're fond of?
Oh, there probably is, yeah.
All right. I hope you meet some more that you're fond of so you can let go of that last little grip.
Well, he's like 95% racism free.
Hey,
95.
78. Yeah. 78. But thank you, man. I appreciate your honesty and...
The person that's a former racist, I wouldn't expect them to include in that conversation, but I don't like Cubans.
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm healed.
You're still working on it, though. You know, you've gotten
a long way.
Is it like a drug addict who just smokes weed at this point?
Well, yeah. I mean, weed isn't really even a drug.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to draw a parallel, Garabo. It's tough.
I don't know that there's a parallel to be drawn here. Is your name Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
How you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Pretty good, sir.
Good.
The reason for my call is I just wanted to get you guys' take on something real quick.
All right. That's why most people call us.
Yes, sir. Well, mm-hmm. You agree that everybody is naturally prejudiced?
Nope. I think we are born with innocence in our heart and love in our heart, and we are shaped by our environments, people around us, and our life experiences.
Well, like, if you look at nature alone, mm-hmm. let's say you don't see any monkeys hanging out with orangutans. You know, it's just naturally prejudiced.
No, here's where you're wrong. Here's where you're wrong. We're all human beings, sir. We're different genus. We're different, you know, we're the same species.
Well, 99.9% related to monkeys, so.
But
anyway,
that's a flawed analogy. We are not prejudiced. Babies don't hate other babies due to the color of their skin, and kids don't learn to hate other races until their racist parents teach them.
Okay, so let me throw something else at you.
Well, hold on one second. You just have to agree that I just took your horrible, horrible argument and knocked the living crap out of it. Like, you already think that we're naturally predisposed to be prejudiced against each other, but we're not.
I'm not saying that we can't change that.
No, but you're wrong. We aren't, though. You weren't born hating black people. You weren't born hating gay people or Asian people or Jewish people,
no,
or whatever.
There's races in which you are comfortable with. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. You're comfortable with everyone from the time you're a baby. All of the external influences on you make you feel different ways about different people. It's our life experience and our environment that turns us from an innocent person with love in our heart to someone who dislikes someone else because they don't look like us.
Well, I'm not racist, but if I go into a ghetto...
By the way, I'm not racist, but I've been in radio a long time.
Oh, but I'm going to the ghetto.
He's good. I gotta hear this.
I'm gonna listen. But I'm just saying, I'm not racist, but means I am racist. And but please go ahead. If you go into the ghetto,
I have several African friends. But if I go into a ghetto, you don't see me asking a group of black guys for directions because does that make me racist or does that make me smart?
Take it easy, guy. I appreciate the phone call. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and I hope you don't breed.
So many problems there.
Ay, ay, ay.
727-579-1025.
Whew.
and 800-771-1025. All right, where was Haiku Girl?
Oh, yeah, we need her.
Mine too.
Susan, I need you again.
Oh, she's ready.
I've talked to too many people who are not like you, and I need to talk to you.
By the way, so Susan, that's your real name and you're 21?
Susan is not my real name.
Okay.
I do have friends and family who listen.
Okay.
And
are you embarrassed of us?
No, but to protect my personal life, I have to use a fake name.
I'm sure they don't recognize your voice.
She's smarter than I am.
Yes, they do. I'm sorry. You do not know my family.
I don't.
What are you protecting?
Myself.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here
we go. You gotta be smart sometimes, because sometimes you can't trust your family.
Sometimes.
How'd you come up with Susan, by the way? It doesn't strike me as a girl's name who's 21, even though it's a fake name.
Susan's a common name.
Since you picked the common name.
Wow, she's getting very indignant all of a sudden after we put her on hold.
She definitely is. All right. So there, Susan, if that is your real name, and we know it's not, we've given you a couple of seconds to come up with a haiku. 575. Hit me with your best shot, baby.
I'm going to sound like an idiot. The cat licks his fur. He sunbathes by the porch at noon. He drank milk and slept. That's the best I got.
You wrote a haiku about a cat. We gave you 12 minutes to think about it, and you came up with the haiku about a cat sunning himself.
Hey, it works.
You're the most precious thing ever. God, I hope I meet you sometime. Please don't stop listening to and calling this show, okay?
Okay.
You're amazing.
Did I win?
No. No. No, you didn't win.
We towards to like things that are more about us or the show.
Something about us.
She gave you a hell of a haiku.
Something
sun
about
bathing cat.
So the cat bathed in the sun.
So the bits, it's still open. We could still have teachers call up that want to win.
Wait, that wasn't didn't win?
No.
Why not? That was awesome.
What's up, Mark?
It wasn't the vision.
Hey. Thanks for listening to me.
Sure, dude.
I'm born in Africa.
So you're an African American.
I'm an African American, but I'm white.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You're not invited to the picnic, sir.
Here we go.
Anyway, so what I wanted to say is that I believe that all different races are different types of people. Mm-hmm. Like you've got a white-tailed deer and you've got a mule deer.
All right.
And a white-tailed deer and a mule deer do things differently and act differently in their lives.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter that they live with each other.
Okay.
They still do things differently. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I feel that I can be amongst black people.
Uh-oh.
And I'm comfortable, satisfied, no problem.
Good.
Because I know exactly how their minds are thinking. And I can put my mind like that because I grew up with them and that's how they are. And then if I'm with white people, then I see that's how white people are.
Hmm.
And I'm happy to be with the white people. So it doesn't...
I'm hearing everything that you're saying, and it is intriguing to me. When you're about to go into a gathering of black people, how do you change your white mind to better adapt to the black man?
How does that work?
What steps do you go through to acclimate and assimilate with your black friends?
Well, I know that that their minds are working in a different way. They're thinking differently to a normal. When I say normal, that's a bad word. Shouldn't have said that. They're thinking differently how I normally think as a white person. So when I'm speaking to them and I'm speaking to them as black people, I assimilate my mind to their minds because I've grown up with them my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can interact with them easily and it's not a problem. You know, it's quite nice. And
that is
the reason I came,
magical.
The reason But the reason I came to America, to live in America,
right?
It's the most, believe it or not, non-racial country in the world. I lived in Africa when the country I lived in was managed by a European government.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1980, the government changed from European government to a black government.
Mm.
Under the European government, there were rules and regulations that black people didn't like.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in history class.
And then under the rule, under the rules of a black government, there were
You're not one of the good ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were things that the white people didn't like.
Say something crazy again.
No, thank you, sir.
It's coming.
I appreciate that. I just I can't.
I know. I'll hear about Parliament next.
I don't know how he had figured. He seemed to figure out the difference in how black people and white people think. And he could navigate between both worlds.
That's a skill.
That's South African skill. I wanted to know more about that.
That you pick up in South Africa, because South Africa for so long held on to apartheid,
okay.
where there were differences. And he comes from a world where they think there are differences between the Afrikaners and the Afrikaans. Mm. So
I really wanted to hear about that.
Man, that is some mindset. Bradley, Andy, John, Robert, hang on. Allison, she said she's a teacher and she wants to give a haiku for our sex toys.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get these rolling.
Let's get these haikus for toys a rolling indeed, and put them in the hands and crevices of those who need them. Harley Davidson of Brandon is hosting Viva Las Vegas Biker Bash. That's Biker Bash on August 27th. You could win a trip to Las Vegas Bike Fest courtesy of Fran Hosh. Tuesday night, there is cornhole at Biff Burger, and it goes on every Tuesday night courtesy of Fran. Fran Hosh Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube every Wednesday, the biggest and baddest bike night in town. Live music gets started at 6, and the Quaker Steak and Lube Bike Night just got better. Stop by every bike night. Go by the Fran Hosh Law Group tent. See my girls Desiree and Michelle. Tell them how beautiful they look and sign up to win a chance for a Harley Davidson Sportster 1200 donated by the Fran Hosh Law Group and Burt's Barracuda. Thursday night, this Thursday is bike night at Brandon Harley Davidson. Goes on from 6 to 10. Live music, great food, vendors, and a ride-in bike show. Downtown Newport Richey is going to host Bike Night the second Thursday of every month. That's this Thursday from 6 to 10. Free event with trade stands, exhibits, stunts, family fun, live music, and a bike show. Tons of events this weekend as well. Go to theboneonline.com. Check out the Bone Biker Bar for all of Fran's information.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.